please welcome my brother from another mother, Dean Thompson.
So, seems like all my friends are retiring, and they're walking around with smiles on their faces, and they're telling me about the places they go and the things they do. I still have a smile on my face, but I'm not retired. I still work, and as some of you know, I work out in Montana Darrow State Park, and I work at an outdoor science school called Camp Keep, and I still remember my first day on the job. The first day I got there, they had me dig a ditch across a gravel road for an electrical line. And as I was swinging that pickaxe through the road base, I was thinking to myself, this isn't what I signed up for. I thought it was going to be leading walks and teaching science and teaching nature, which I ended up doing. And it was fun. I did it. And I did it for a few months. And as I was doing it, I was thinking to myself, well, this is nice. This is good. This is a nice job. But this is not where I'm going to end up. This is not my career. 32 years later, I'm still working out there, okay? And since I've been working there for 32 years, and I've got gray hair, I have people coming up to me now asking me questions like, so Dean, how much longer are you going to be working here? How many years you got left? When are you going to retire? And my stock response is, hey, as long as I can physically keep doing the job and I'm still having fun, why should I quit? Things are starting to change, though. See, why should I quit? I don't know, you know? You guys are waiting for me to keep going, huh? I've lost my track of train of thought again. Okay, where was I? Why should I quit? You know, I mean, I'm still having fun there. I mean, it's a good job. I mean, most of the time when I go there, I enjoy what I'm doing. I wake up in the morning, and a lot of times when I wake up in the morning, I think I don't have to go to work, but that I get to go to work, you know? And I get to walk along creeks. I get to climb mountains. I get to walk along the tide pools. I get to hang out with great people, you know? And I see these young people that are just now starting out, and they're having their fresh start, you know, and they're new in the job, and I think to myself, well, maybe it's time for me to step aside. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to wake up in the dark to an alarm clock? Wouldn't it be nice not to have to force myself from that warm bed and familiar body next to me just to get up to deal with small humans that want food and entertainment? But then I get up and I get back into the routine of being a naturalist in an outdoor school, and the days go into weeks and the weeks go into months, and I kind of forget about those thoughts. But those thoughts are lurking out there. They're there. They're hanging out. And they come forward every once in a while. They come forward like when I have a really long day. Maybe I'll be working an 11-hour day, or I'll be have to like walk two walks, so it's like 6 miles through sand dunes, walk along rocky shore. You know, my knees hurt, my back hurts. I've cleaned up vomit at the camp, unplugged a toilet, dealt with first aid, dealt with discipline issues, and then at night I'm telling stories and singing songs around the campfire, yelling so that I can be heard over the wind through the eucalyptus forest, and I'm breathing the smoke, and then days like that, those thoughts come rushing back. Wouldn't it be nice not to have to do this? And then I got to think, well, what would I do? Oh, I could have a fresh start. Just like these young people that are starting, they're the new naturalists, they're having a fresh start. They're starting to learn how to, you know, be a naturalist. Maybe I could have a fresh start. Maybe I can start on that whole retirement picture. Yeah, maybe, or better yet, maybe I could have a fresh start and have a second career. Hey, okay, so, and there was a few There was a few months a while ago when I thought, you know what, that second career, it better come quick. Because it was a week. I mean, the kids that came that week, they were okay. You know, they came on Monday and they were all right. There were some problem counselors, some apathetic teachers. There were some students. There were some kids, I don't say this very often, that I just did not like. And we got through the week, and Friday came, and it was time to say goodbye to the kids, and the buses showed up, and I'm standing there in the high-five line saying goodbye, more like, see ya. And I'm standing there with my bitter attitude in the high-five line. Oh, and by the way, I don't do high-fives, okay? I'm kind of old school. When they come through, I don't fist bump, high-five. I look them in the eye and give them a firm handshake. And anyway, I'm standing there with my better attitude and thinking about the weekend, and they're coming through the line, and I see this one boy come walking up, and I recognize him, and he wasn't a bad kid. He was just kind of high maintenance, and he comes up to me, and I reach out to shake his hand, and he looks up at me through these glassy eyes, and he brushes my hand aside, and he just comes at me, and he gives me this fierce hug. And I can hear him say, with his face pressed into my chest, I can hear him say, because of you, this was the best week of my life. And then he walked off. And I look down at the tear-stained shirt I have, and I watch him walking down to the bus, and I think to myself, damn it, kid. I had a good, bad mood going on right there. Way to spoil it. And so, I don't know, I think to myself, maybe I have a few more things I need to finish before I start have that fresh start, or maybe it'll never be finished, or maybe I'll just get a fresh start. I don't, I have no idea.